Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Asia, the supervisor on the floor today with the fraud department. How may I help you?
Yeah, Asia, can I get an exact title of the business name that you work for?
I am a supervisor at a third-party call center that serves over 300 companies.
Okay. So can I ask you which one about this account you represent?
May I please have your first and last name?
Yes, it's William Fabian. Last name is spelled F as in Frank, A, U, B as in boy, I, O, N as in Nancy.
And for security purposes, could you please verify the address on this account?
Yeah, it's 110 Southeast Division Street, Portland, Oregon.
I do see where our dash cam was purchased, which is from the Factory Direct store.
Factory Direct? Okay. I appreciate that. And I know you guys probably get calls of people being mad all the time about it. So Factory Store Direct, you said?
The Factory Direct store.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. So why is it that we can't get a full refund back when I wasn't aware of what had happened? Definitely I got scammed.
Okay, all of our terms and conditions, they have to be agreed to at the day of purchase. So once you sign up to get that dash cam, you were charged $7.45, which is the shipping and handling for the product. In those terms and conditions, and they do have to be agreed to before we take any charges away from you, it does state all of our customers have 48 hours to call in to get the account canceled out. If we do not receive that call, then you're charged. I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry to interrupt you.
And then you're charged for
Go ahead, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Then you're charged for a $125 gift card from the Factory Direct store. And that is each month until you call in to get it canceled.
Yeah. Do you know the parent company for the Factory Direct store?
No, sir. That is the name of the company.
Okay.
We're at a third-party call center.
Gotcha. I'm sure you get this a lot. Okay, is there a phone number for the Factory Direct store that I can call?
This is the phone number.
There's no other phone number for them.
This is the phone number.
That sounds pretty scammy, right?
No, sir, this is the phone number. We don't have any other numbers.
But you're a third party, so therefore you don't have any other way to...
a customer support email address. Would you like to send an email that way?
Does that actually get anywhere?
It'll be sent to the customer support people that answer emails, but we don't have any other phone number but this phone number.
Yeah, it sounds kind of like that's what these scam companies do. They make it hard to get to somebody who actually could, able to talk to. I'm sorry, I used to do customer service, so I know it sucks. All right, thank you for your time, and we'll figure this out a different way. Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great one.
You too. Bye-bye.